ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवद्गीता as it is chapter 12 text 8 Translation and commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Mayeva mana adhatsva, mai buddhim niveshaya, nivasishyasi mayeva, ato urdhvang na sangshayaha. Mayeva mana adhatsva, mai buddhim niveshaya, nivasishyasi mayeva, ata urdhvang na sangshayaha. Just fix your mind upon me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and engage all your intelligence in me. Thus you will live in me always, without a doubt. Purport. One who is engaged in Lord Krishna's devotional service lives in a direct relationship with the Supreme Lord, so there is no doubt that his position is transcendental from the very beginning. A devotee does not live on the material plane, he lives in Krishna. The holy name of the Lord and the Lord are non-different. Therefore, when a devotee chants Hare Krishna, Krishna and his internal potency are dancing on the tongue of the devotee. When he offers Krishna food, Krishna directly accepts these eatables, and the devotee becomes Krishna-ized by eating the remnants. One who does not engage in such service cannot understand how this is so, although this is a process recommended in the Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic literatures. This is the purpose of our Shravan Kirtan camps, to fix the mind upon Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, engaging all our intelligence in Him, and to live in Him always, without a doubt. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada has given some suggestions how we can do that by chanting Hare Krishna, chanting the holy names of the Lord, offering food to Krishna. So all these activities are going on. We had a good start to the Shravan Kirtan camp with everyone dancing. Well, many devotees dancing in the kirtan. We saw Haripada Prabhu was dancing, Tatvavit Prabhu was dancing, Goku Chandra Prabhu was dancing, Gurukul boys were dancing. Who else was dancing? Who else was dancing? Did you see Radha and Krishna dancing? We didn't see them, but when a devotee chants Hare Krishna, Krishna and his internal potency are dancing on the tongue of the devotee. So they were also dancing. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santasa daiva hridayeshu vilokayanti yang shyama sundaram achintya guna swarupam govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. Dancing in the heart of the devotee. If Shyama Sundar is dancing there, then Radharani is also. I just spoke recently in Salem about Hriday Chaitanya, Gaurnitai dancing in the heart of, he got the name Hriday Chaitanya, previously known as Duki Krishnadas. So this is the purpose of the Shravan Kirtan camp. There are of course also many rules, you know I'm very fond of rules. Everyone comes to Mangalarti. Rule, no kami clothes, no kami dress. So now we're going to have another rule. Yeah, I already told you what it is, right? The rule is that no standing in kirtan, only dancing. Every kirtan should be ecstatic. Clause A, clause B. How to get everyone dancing in kirtan? Well, here in Sri Rangam, if you don't dance in Mangalarti, then you do jive doya by feeding the mosquitoes. So that's one reason to dance. But that's not the best reason. We could electrify the floor. We could have a system, computerized system. If you see someone's not dancing, give them a little shock. But that's not the way to do it. The atmosphere should be electric. Every kirtan should be ecstatic. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing here in Sri Rangam. He astonished the residents of Sri Rangam by his dancing. When he was in Puri and Bengal, he was dancing with so many devotees. We can't imagine in the kirtan with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu anyone is just standing around, gazing in the air, looking at their cell phone, wishing it was over, wondering what's for prasad. There's no question in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtans. I'll read now, as I said I would, from Chaitanya Charitamrita, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Antilila, chapter 10, text 57. I'll just read the English translation. The next day, is describing some pastimes when the Bengali devotees had arrived in Puri. And then the next day, is beginning a new chapter within the chapter. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went with his personal devotees to see Lord Jagannath when Lord Jagannath arose early in the morning. After seeing Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his all-encompassing Sankirtan. He formed seven groups, which then began to chant. In each of the seven groups was a principal dancer, such as Advaita Acharya or Lord Nityananda. The dancers in the other groups were Vakreshwara Pandit, Achyuta Ananda, Pandit Srivas, Satyaraj Khan, and Narahari Das. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked from one group to another inspecting them, the men in each group thought, "The Lord is within our group." The congregational chanting made a tumultuous roar that filled the sky. All the inhabitants of Jagannath Puri came to see the kirtan. Accompanied by his personal staff, the king also came there and watched from a distance, and all the queens watched from the elevated parts of the palace. Due to the forceful vibration of kirtan, the entire world began trembling. When everyone chanted the holy name, they made a tumultuous sound. In this way, the Lord had congregational chanting performed for some time, and then he himself desired to dance. The seven groups began chanting and beating their drums in seven directions. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began dancing in the center in great ecstatic love. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remembered a line in the Orissan language and ordered Swarup Damodar to sing it. Jagamohana Parimunda Jau. Let my head fall at the feet of Jagannath in the kirtan hall known as Jagamohan. Simply because of this line, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in greatly ecstatic love. People all around him floated in the water of his tears. Raising his two arms, the Lord said, "Chant, chant." floating in transcendental bliss, the people responded by chanting the holy name of Hari. The Lord fell to the ground unconscious, not even breathing. Then suddenly he stood up, making a loud sound. The hairs on his body constantly stood up like the thorns on a shimula tree. Sometimes his body was swollen and sometimes lean and thin. He bled and perspired from every pore of his body. His voice faltered. Unable to say the line properly, he uttered only, "Jaja Gaga Parimumu." All his teeth shook as if each were separate from the others. Indeed, they seemed about to fall to the ground. His transcendental bliss increased at every moment. Therefore, even by mid-afternoon, the dancing had not ended. That means that it started early in the morning, and it didn't stop. It went on till mid-afternoon. The ocean of transcendental bliss overflowed, and everyone present forgot his body, mind, and home. So that's the success of a kirtan, in which we forget all our problems. Jai Shakal Bipod Bhakti Vinod Bolen Jokon Onam Gai. What Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, when we chant that name, then all the dangers and problems and everything goes away. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, if we see his life from the external point of view, went through so many difficulties. We don't know even the, we only know the tip of the iceberg, because family means there are always so many problems. But he always felt bliss in chanting the holy names of Krishna. That's another big topic which someone can take up at some point there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's love of the holy name. So that is the goal, to chant the names of Krishna purely in such a way that we just forget that we have anything to do with this world. Of course, as long as we're in this world, it's advisable to keep some consciousness of it. There are cases of devotees who practically they lose contact with the material world whatsoever. They're not aware they're here, or they, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's floating in and out of transcendental, well, he's always in transcendental consciousness, but sometimes he's aware of this world, sometimes he's somewhat aware, and sometimes he's not aware at all. So this was the perfection of spiritual life that was told by Ishvara Puri, his guru, at the time of his Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's initiation, and which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu subsequently related to the dry as a stick Mayavadi sannyasis of Varanasi, who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he brought dry sticks to life. Sometimes we hear about Jesus bringing dead people to life, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought so many dry sticks, the Mayavadi sannyasis. He brought them to life and made them blossom with love of Krishna. So Ishvara Puri quoted this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, which he said is the essence. Evam vrata sripriyanama kirta jatanuraga juta chitta uchai hasatyato roditi roti gayatyun madhavan rittiti lokabhayaha. Ishvara Puri quoting from the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, in which there's a description of the topmost devotee. There are descriptions of the beginning level devotee, the intermediate level devotee, and then those are both described in one verse each, and then there's several verses describing the topmost devotee. So the topmost devotees they are completely bound to chanting the holy names of Krishna. Not because they heard from their guru. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took mantra from his guru, Krishna mantra. But Ishvara Puri told him, the perfection is not to chant the mantra because you got it from a guru, because you are duty bound to do so. But when the holy name is just non-different from your very life, you feel, knowing Krishna, and I'm extrapolating a bit here, but knowing Krishna and his name to be non-different, and feeling Krishna is so very dear to one, is called jatanuraga, that the feelings for Krishna have arisen within the heart and made the heart very soft. The heart is very soft, and from that soft heart comes the sound, very loud sound, of chanting the holy names of Krishna. And naturally the devotee, he laughs, he cries, he sometimes laments, he sings loudly, and dances like a madman without caring what others think, without being even aware what they think. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited this repeatedly in his transcendental pastimes. And the devotees who were with him were naturally affected by that. Here in Sri Rangam, he danced and sang. Even there were no devotees there to do, none of his personal associates there to dance and chant with him. But he charmed the minds of the residents of Sri Rangam, as for 4 months he stayed here chanting and dancing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtans were always full of bliss. Always? Can anyone think of any exception? Sing Chaitanya Bhagavat, Navadvip Leela, giving a clue here. Anyone? Think. In one of the kirtans, you're going to say? In one of the kirtans there was a milk drinker. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't want a milk drinker in his kirtan. Now you're wondering, what's going on? And all the devotees drank, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he also drank milk, didn't he? He wasn't a vegan. Yeah, at least we didn't hear that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a vegan. So the milk drinker, what happened? In Navadvip Leela, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back from Gaya, before he left, he was exhibiting the pastimes of an arrogant young scholar. When he returned, he came as a completely God-intoxicated person. And he would hold kirtans every night, all night, in the house of Srivas. And the door was locked so that the atheists could not come in, those who were critical of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There were so many people in Navadvip at the time who were critical. But later on, too late in one sense, because after he took sannyas, they came to appreciate him. But there were many who were very critical of him. So they closed the door so that only pure devotees could come inside. And many people were interested to see what's going on. They hear all this noise and loud sounds. It sounds like something they never heard before. So one Brahmin, Brahmachari, he approached Srivas and asked for some special permission to get inside, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had specifically ordered Srivas, you don't allow anyone except our known people, personal associates, they can come inside. So this Brahmin, very pure, only drank milk. He didn't eat any food, only drank milk. So Srivas, he decided to make a concession for him and hid him inside the house. So the kirtan started as usual. After some time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I'm not feeling ecstasy." See, there you go. He wasn't feeling ecstasy. It was all the same kirtan members, same Navadvip Dham. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "I'm not feeling ecstasy. Srivas, is there someone here who's not supposed to be here?" And Srivas said, "Yeah, kind of. But he's a very good, pure Brahmin. He's never sinned in his life. He only drinks milk. And he desired to see your kirtan." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that chastised that Brahmin and said, "You think that by drinking milk you can attain love of Krishna? You can see me? You think just by drinking milk you can become God conscious?" And then the Brahmin was very repentant, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forgave him. So there's an instance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not feeling kirtan. Also his, one time there was Srivasi's Shashur also. Was it Shashuri? His aunt. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he danced every night, and then later he brought the chanting into the streets, grace of Chankazi, and made it started the street Sankirtan movement. And then in Puri he would dance publicly with all his devotees. And wherever he went, all over South India. This land of South India is blessed, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to all these places. And North India is also blessed, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled there. What about West India? Paschima lok shab mura anacha, says in the Gujaratis, condemned. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that the people of the West, they're all murha and anacha, they don't know how to behave. Well, Nityananda Prabhu went. Nityananda Prabhu went to Dwarka. And some say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came up as far as the Narmada, because he went in what is today Gujarat. And from there he went east. Anyway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement has reached there, and Padyatra is going on from Bharuch, so you have to cover every town and village. It's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. How many villages are there in Gujarat?
Bharuch itself, there are 700 villages.
Bharuch district itself has?
700
villages. We can't hear.
100.
700 villages. How many districts are there in Gujarat? About 25? Huh? 30 plus. Okay. Every town and village. Spread the holy names. But really, hearing the description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing, who will not want to join that kirtan party? Who will not want to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his ecstatic dancing? But at the same time, some qualification is required. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's said here, Nijagannaloy, he brought his own people. They surround. Others could also be on the periphery, but with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are his own devotees. And those who were just curious, those who were Artha, Jignasa, Artharthi, they might be able to appreciate at some level. Those who are distressed, curious, desirous of some material gain, no one is banned from the kirtan. Even the Dushkutis, the Murhas, they can also see the kirtan, join the. But to actually be accepted in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's inner circle, and we have to be ready. And then Bishoy Charya Kobe Shuddha Hobe Mantabe Amaharabo Sri Vrindavan. No, the Lochandas, he praises Kevala Ananda Kanda Paramakarana Pahundrijana Nitai Gora Chandra Sabi Avatar Shara Shiromari Kevala Ananda Kanda. These Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, they're the most merciful avatars. They give such a blissful process. So he recommends Bhaja Bhaja Bhai Chaitanya Nitai Sudhira Bishoya Kori Bishoy Charya Shirashay Mojiya Mukhe Bolo Hari Hai. Worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda by Sankirtan with great faith. And giving up all sense gratification, that is the condition, that to be accepted in the inner circle of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one has to give up all sense gratification. Iskinchananam bhagavat bhajanon makasya parang parang jigamisho bhavasagarasya. What's the next line? One say, because I... Sandarshanam Vishayanam Atayoshitamscha Ha Hanta Hanta Visha Vishaya Visha Bhakshana Tampya Sadhu. This is especially for renunciants. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that for a renunciant like himself, to even see the faces of sense enjoyers, persons who are attached to women, it's worse than drinking poison. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is very blissful, but it's very strict also. I'm known for being strict, but the strictness is not the essence. It is required to reach the essence. But we shouldn't think that simply following rules is the goal. We require to follow the rules to reach the goal. But the goal is to be Shri Roshe Majya, the Bishoy Charya, giving up sense gratification. The rules help us to do that. And then Shri Roshe Majya, then it's possible to become absorbed in the transcendental feelings that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. So this is, as I started this talk, this is the purpose of this Shravan Kirtan camp. To be absorbed in thought of Krishna, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. He came to teach, as a teacher teaches, by writing A, B, C, D on the board. The teacher doesn't need to write A, B, C, D. He knows very well. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he doesn't have to show us how to be Krishna conscious. I mean, he doesn't have to do it. He's not learning. But by showing, by being in this world, he demonstrated what is pure devotional service. So this Shravan Kirtan camp will be successful when we're organizing, we say, okay, these devotees for cooking, these devotees for room allocation, these devotees for managing the accounts, these devotees for the sound system, and we need a few to mop up the floor after kirtans from all the tears. We're going to have that. On the other hand, we said, don't show your ecstasy. Narottam Das, that is quoted, Apana Bhajana Kata Nako Hibo Jata Tata. I won't say my internal feelings to everyone. Although Narottam Das actually does in the very songs that he's composed, Prem Bhakti Chandrika Pratana. But these are not meant for everyone. They're meant for the devotee. Narottam Das says, I won't announce to everyone my inner feelings, but he's written his inner feelings in his songs. But that's not meant for everyone. When we go to preach among the people in general, we don't start speaking Narottam Dasis, Kobe, Lokanath, More Shonge Loyajabish, Shri Rupa, Pada Padme, More Shamarpibe. We don't say that Narottam Das Thakur prays to his guru. He's longing for the day when Lokanath will bring him and offer him at the lotus feet of Rupa. We don't say things like that. People is completely beyond the level of understanding. We don't often say it in classes either, among ourselves, because we're still at the level of Bishoycharya. We have to give up sense gratification. But at the same time, we should know. Prabhupada gave us Chaitanya Charitamrita. What did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come to give? Anarpita Chirin Chirat Karunya Vatirna Kalau Samapiyatum Anutajvala Rasang Swapakti Shriyam Hari Purata Sundara Jyoti Kadamba Sandipita Sada Hridaya Kandare Spurutu Va Satchinanda Na Satchinanda. After a very long time, very, very long time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give something which had not been offered. Not by Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narasingha, Vamana, Parashuram, Sri Ram, not even by Krishna himself, definitely not by Buddha. And Kalki won't give it either. He came to give the topmost Unatojvala Rasam, resplendent bliss, ecstatic love of devotional service to himself. Rupa Goswami blesses those devotees who take interest in the works that he has composed. And Krishnadas Kaviraj also relays that may that Sachi Nandana, the son, darling child of Sachi, may he ever be manifest within the core of your heart. So we have Gita, I read from Gita, we have Bhagavatam, we have Nectar of Devotion, we have Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Prabhupada gave us the whole spiritual world. And he summarized his whole mission, what he came to give, in the words, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. But we should know when Prabhupada says be happy, he doesn't mean be happy in eating, sleeping, mating and defending. In monetary gain, getting honor and position, la puja pratishtha. Be happy means to be happy as a surrendered devotee at the lotus feet of Krishna. But Srila Prabhupada gave a taste right from the very beginning to his disciples. And in the early days of the movement, well, at least up to when I joined in 75, the words like ecstasy, nectar, bliss, they're words we used all the time. And devotees were feeling that. Prabhupada gave at the very beginning the essence, which was pure devotional service, surrender to Krishna, give your life to Krishna, and bless them with feelings of ecstasy and chanting. That shouldn't be imitated. Imitation is condemnable. Condemned. Imitation is not good. But in kirtan, remember that we are here always to serve Krishna. And Krishna is served in this Kali Yuga, especially by chanting and dancing. So it's a service, it's also a service to Krishna. It's not that we're going kirtan and then we enjoy it. Or I will lead the kirtan and show everyone what a good kirtan leader I am. Or any such thing. No. We're here to serve. And the kirtan means offering our all the services that we do are meant for kirtan. It's all part of the Sankirtan movement. But when we come together, that Sankirtan and chant, then it's collectively offering all that we're doing, all that we've done, and praying to Krishna that we may continue to collectively serve and glorify Him. So dance while you can. Bodies are getting older. Everyone's body is getting older. That's an axiom of this material world. Everyone is getting older. It goes on relentlessly. Time doesn't stand still. So while the body is fit, you can dance. And then even if the body isn't fit, if the kirtans are so ecstatic, then the body will, the soul will rise above the bodily condition. We're advised to live as if it's the last day of our life. Always. We should have such intensity of Krishna consciousness. We tend to be complacent, thinking that, yeah, I've got so much more time. But if we think that this is my last chance, Maya teaches us differently. But if we think, I may not get another chance to perform kirtan, so let me offer myself fully. Offer the body, offer the mind, offer the words, offer one's very self. Kirtan gives that opportunity. And maybe it will be our last kirtan. We don't know. That would be the bliss, or the ultimate, that you're chanting and then in that situation just jump up, go up, and the body falls down. That would be the ecstasy, that would be the best way to leave the body. If we can pray for such a glorious way, jump, reach up to Krishna's lotus feet and fall down like that. Maybe we'll have such a chance. But by the grace of Krishna, someone who's fully given themselves to Krishna throughout life, then Krishna will definitely deliver such a devotee. That is our faith and our hope. Sumutkanta, the very strong desire to attain Krishna, Ashabandha, very strong hope that even though I'm unqualified, Krishna, He's very merciful and He will deliver me. But at the same time, Krishna teaches us that we should give up all material desires. Don't think in terms of how I can enjoy this material world. Absorption in Krishna necessitates that. We can't be absorbed in thought of Krishna if we have material desires, unless we're a demon. Just like Kamsa was absorbed in thought of Krishna, but in an inimical spirit. But one who wants to be a devotee of Krishna will be purified of material desires. That's how the process works. We have to apply ourselves very strongly to the process, thinking that I am Krishna's, tavaivasmi, I am yours. Krishna is, in one sense, He's very far away, the Supreme Lord, Goloka eva nivasati akhil, but He's also akhil atma, He's very far away, but He's also within our heart. So He's very close also. We may think, well, Krishna is so far away, how can I ever attain to Krishna? But Srila Prabhupada wants us to go back to Krishna in this life. We're not supposed to think, well, maybe after 20 million lives, I'll go back to Godhead. We're supposed to make the efforts so that we go in this lifetime. And the acharyas have given us all the direction how we can do so. Manasa deho geho jo kichu apilunto apade nanda kisho. giving up the sense that anything belongs to me, my mind, my body, my words, my family, my home, everything, offer to Krishna. And think that I have no independent existence. I'm simply a servant of Krishna. Now, thinking like that can be the thinking in terms of I am completely bound up to this person, my whole existence is bound up to this person. That is also the cause of material bondage if it's applied to anyone else but Krishna. Of course, if we apply it to Prabhupada, because Prabhupada is connected with Krishna, then if we fully give ourselves to Prabhupada, then we fully give ourselves to Krishna. But the griha, kshetra, sutapta, vitta, if we become attached, thinking that this land is mine, I'm Indian, this is my house, this is my wife, this is my children, if we identify ourselves like that, then that causes material bondage. And if we identify that I am a servant of Krishna, now I am the husband of such and such a woman, and these are my children, and they're sent by Krishna to me in this lifetime. I have to live this life like that. Let me guide them in Krishna consciousness. But really the center of my life is Krishna. The Mayavadis misunderstand this. They think that if we're attached to anything, then that is the cause of bondage. They're so envious of Krishna that they think attachment to Krishna is also Maya. Therefore they're called Mayavadis. But attachment to Krishna and his devotees, Mahatsevam dvaram ahur vimuktehe, attachment to serving Krishna's devotees, that is the cause of liberation in Krishna consciousness. The Mayavadis think that you accept a guru and the guru teaches you not to be attached, so you don't be attached to the guru either when you become fully realized. Although you may pretend to teach others. They have very funny ideas, very wrong ideas. Don't go to Mayavadis. Stay at Prabhupada's lotus feet. Otherwise we'll be in a lot of trouble. Really, very, very deep trouble. So this is a Shravan Kirtan camp. We have to hear from devotees and very kindly God brothers, God sister, other devotees are coming again and again to kindly speak to you all they've heard and realized from Srila Prabhupada. So the Shravan is required. The Kirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give Kirtan, but he also himself engaged in Shravan. He taught others to do so, the nine processes. It's important to also hear these topics. Otherwise, our kirtan might not be the kind of kirtan that pleases Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How can that be? Gaur abhihita kirtana shuni. Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks about the kind of kirtan that is approved by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We hear about Shuddhanam and Namaparad. Shuddhanam, how can Krishna's name not be Shuddha? How can Krishna's name be impure? It sounds like a very strange thing. But at the same time, we're warned that Bahujanma kare jadi shravan kirtan tabuta napai Krishna pade premadham. We can go for many lifetimes hearing and chanting and not attain the lotus feet of Krishna if we're offensive in chanting and hearing. So we have to learn hearing to remold our consciousness so that our devotion to Krishna is actually pleasing to Krishna. What we think might be pleasing to Krishna might not be pleasing to Krishna. We have to learn from Krishna himself, who gives us Bhagavad Gita, and from those who know Krishna and know what Krishna wants. So we have to learn all these topics also. Otherwise, we may think that anyway you chant the holy name. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, didn't he? Nam nama kari bahuda nija sarva sakshis chaitapita niyamita smaranena kalaha itadrushi tavakripa bhagavan nama durdaiva midrishami hajani nanu ragaha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, there's no rule in chanting your holy name. You have so many names. There's no rule in chanting them. Kaite shuite jota tota namaloi desh kalniyam nahi sarva siddhi hoi. Eating, sleeping, in any situation, one can take the holy name and attain all perfection. So there are no rules as in the sense of strict rules for sacrifices. One can eat, one can lie down and chant the holy name. But still it's recommended to certain situations are favorable for chanting. And there is, although there are not rules, one can chant in any situation, there are no rules to govern the situation. Or rather, not there are no rules, but the holy name can be chanted in any situation. The holy name is not subject to or dependent on any situation. In other words, it's not that you can chant the holy names only in certain conditions. And if you don't chant sitting with your back straight, then you can't chant in a proper situation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so as the story goes, it's accepted within Gaudiya tradition that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once went for urination and was chanting. And a young boy said, why are you chanting when you urinate? You shouldn't do anything pure or religious. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, well, I can't stop chanting. And he congratulated the boy. His name was Gopal. Then he gave him the name Gopal Guru because he gave instruction to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed him back that you can chant in any situation. The Rakshasas, they're one of their famous sports is urinating and defecating on the rishis' yajnas and spoiling them. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, even in that situation you can chant. But it's the attitude with which one chants. If one is chanting in a mood of service, pure devotional service, then his chanting in any situation will be pleasing to Krishna. And if not, if one takes it as some kind of personal enjoyment, that will also have some purifying effect because Krishna is so kind and he's none different from his name, but he doesn't reveal himself to those who are not sevanmukh, those who are not inclined to serve him. So sarvopadivinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam sivunmukhe hi jivado swayameva spuratiyada. One who has learned by hearing and association from devotees how we're not to identify ourselves with this material world and be attached to Krishna, be pure in heart, have a service attitude to Krishna. And then when one actually serves Krishna, beginning with the tongue, then Krishna will be pleased to appear. Then Radha and his internal potency will dance on the tongue of the devotee. We may think that, well, when I'm chanting, I don't feel Radha and Krishna dancing on my tongue. But we have to come to that level. And that will help us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given the process. The chanting will bring us to the highest level. Srila Prabhupada writes that do not think that this chanting and dancing will not lead to the highest goal. It will. But we have to begin at the beginning. So chanting begins with Chaito Darpana Marjanam, purification of the heart, and brings us gradually to the level of Sarvatma Snapanam, total purification. Total purification. Pratipadam Purnamritasvadanam, so that we can taste the nectar of Krishna consciousness at every step. This is the promise of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we can follow in his footsteps and be absolutely blissful in Krishna consciousness. He came to give that. So everyone can happily chant the holy names together. And devotees, there may be a different level. Everyone's happily chanting in Krishna. The happiness comes from Krishna. He is the very form of bliss, Anandamayo Abhyasat. He is Rasovaisa. He is the rasa. He is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna consciousness personified. That is the meaning of the name. Krishna Chaitanya. In Telugu language, that's the usual translation of from English to Telugu, Krishna consciousness, they translate as Krishna Chaitanya. So it's all bliss, but devotees may be at different levels. Someone's coming, they're chanting in the kirtan, they're at the level of Chaito Darpana Marjanam. Someone is at the level of Pratipadam Purnamrita Svadhanam, maybe at different levels. But Krishna has kindly manifested himself in his holy names. By this chanting process, he brings us step by step to full ecstasy. Now, I said I'd read from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's one song in which he describes his own experience. This is the last song in his Sharanagati series. It begins, Krishna Nam Dhare Kotobal. So going through his whole Sharanagati, which is a very personal journey, is meant for everyone, but he describes his personal journey of how he feels himself to be very fallen and low and sinful, and how he comes to Krishna consciousness and how he comes to Navadvip Dham. And in other songs, he, not in the Sharanagati series, he explains so many things. But here in this last song of the Sharanagati series, he describes his ecstasy in chanting the holy names and how the chanting of the holy names brings him, and by extension, all of us, we can follow in his footsteps, from the blazing fire of material existence to total ecstasy in Krishna consciousness. So the song goes, Krishna Nam Dhare Kotopal. How powerful is the name of Krishna? Bishoy Bhashananale Mora Chitta Shada Jale Robi Topta Moro Bhumi Shama. My heart is always burning in the fire of material desires. It's just like a desert scorched by the sun. And then he describes in this situation the entrance of the holy name. Karna Rondra Patadiya Hriday Majay Prabeshiya Borishoy Shudha Anupam. So we're in the desert, burned by the sun from above and the sand from below. We may desire, let there be rain, let water fall. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the holy name entering through the path of the ear enters my heart and rains down, not just like water, but just like the incomparable nectar. All you want is some water, just to live. But it's not just living, but getting the highest nectar. There's a holy name. Hridoy hoite bole jiba agrete chale shabda rupe nache anu khan. So from the heart again becomes, so the holy name enters the ear, goes to the heart, which is like burning desert, and makes the heart flourish, and then again comes out goes in through the ear to the heart and then again manifests on the tip of the tongue and in the form of sound dances incessantly. As Srila Prabhupada writes here in this purport, that when a devotee is chants the holy names, then Krishna and his internal potency are dancing on the tongue. Kunte mora bhangeshar anga kape tor tor stira hoite napare charan. So this is what I said, no standing still in kirtan. This is how this happens. When one accepts that nectar of the holy name in the heart, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it's very personal. He's saying in my throat, the words, the sounds become broken voice due to ecstasy. And the body is shaking violently. And I can't keep my legs still. So that is kirtan, where it's no question of not dancing, because it's beyond your control. You have to dance. Chokhe dara dehe gharma pulokita shab charma biborna hoilo koleba. Stream of tears from the eyes. Remember, mopping up the floor. Perspiration from the body. Every pore of the body, the hairs are standing up. And the whole body becomes colorless. Murchita hoilaman. What are you thinking of? No, the mind is gone. There's no mind. The mind collapsed. Pralayar agaman. It feels like this is it. This is finished. There's no mind. The body's gone. And looks like we're going to... Everything's finished. Bharve sarva deha jara jara. So in this way, the whole body is saturated with feelings for Krishna. This is Bhaktivinoda's experience in kirtan. He's not just speaking theoretically. There are descriptions of him. At Godrum, he would have satsang with Saraswati, Siddhanta Saraswati would read Chaitanya Charitamrita on Bhaktivinoda's order. He would read, and Gaur Kishore Das Babaji would be there, and Jagadish Bhakti Pradeep, who later related all of this. And pretty good satsang, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaur Kishore, Siddhanta Saraswati, and Jagadish Bhakti Pradeep, who later became the first sannyasi after Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, the first sannyasi of the Gauriya Math. So they would have their satsang, and Siddhanta Saraswati would read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Time to time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur would add some comment. And sometimes Bhaktivinoda Thakur, just hearing the Chaitanya Charitamrita, would stand up and start dancing. Just to hear the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is his actual experience. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in this song, Kare eto upadrab. This holy name disturbs me so much. Chite borshe shudhadrav. He's more dare preme shagare. There's so much nectar, the downfall, a rain of nectar is pouring in my heart so that it fills up and becomes like a great ocean of Krishna prema. Kichuna bhujite dilo. It's the same thing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to his guru. Kiba mantra dilo goshai kibait. Kiba tar bal, japite japite mantra karelam pagau. You take a mantra to deliver the mind. Everyone in this world is mad So we get a mantra to calm our mind, right? They think you take initiation, get a mantra, then become very peaceful in your mind. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and complained to his guru, "What kind of mantra did you give me? I thought you were a Vaishnav, but maybe, is he a tantric or what? He's giving me a mantra that's making me crazy." And Ishwar Puri said, "Very good. Very good. You've become crazy by chanting the holy names. Very good. Go on chanting. Kichuna bhujite dilo. He didn't give me any understanding. I don't understand anything. More to batul koilo. This holy name has made me a madman," Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. "More chitta bitta shabhari. Taking my consciousness, taking my wealth, taking everything. Loino ashroija heno bebahata bornite na parie shoko." So I took shelter of the holy name and see what the holy name does to me. And it's not fair, he's saying. It's a roundabout way. It's like the Rupa Goswami says that smeram bang, don't go to Keshigat and see Govinda. Don't go. So in a roundabout way he's saying that I can't describe all of this. Krishna nama ichchamoy, the name of Krishna is independent. Jahe jahe shuki hoy, she mora shukera shambha. If whatever way Krishna is happy, if he wants to make me mad, well, okay, I'll be happy with that. That's my way of being happy. Whatever he wants to do, it makes me crazy, whatever. Preme kalika nam adbhuta rasera dham hinobal koraye prakash. This holy name, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, in the beginning of chanting, it's the bud of Krishna prema. But it is the abode of wonderful, I guess we have to use the word wonderful there. Adbhuta rasa is the abode of wonderful rasa. And it demonstrates, the holy name demonstrates such, or manifests such power that Ishat Bikoshit Puna, then it opens up. Dekai, just when a little bit opened. Dekai Nija Rupa Guna. Chitta Hari Loi Krishna Pash. That's just the beginning, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. When the bud of love of Krishna, which is the holy names of Krishna, which just opens up a little bit, then shows us our original form and qualities in the spiritual world and takes us to Krishna. Purna Bikashita Hoya. Braje more jai loya, dekai more sharupa bilash. And when the bud of love of Krishna, which is the holy name, fully blossoms, then that takes me to the land of Braja and shows me who I am in the spiritual world, what I'm supposed to be doing in Vrindavan, what are my activities there. More Shiddha Dehodiya then gives me my perfect eternal form in the spiritual world. Krishna Pashe Rake Gya. E Deha Kare Saravanash. And then keeps me with Krishna, takes me to Krishna, keeps me with Krishna. And then this mundane body, one after the other, that's all finished. By the power of Krishna, by the power of Krishna, chanting the names of Krishna, then we won't get born again. We'll go to Krishna and remain with him eternally. Krishna nama chintamani akhila rasera khani nitya mukta shuddha rasamoy. The holy name of Krishna, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, is a chintamani, a wish-fulfilling stone. Like, it's the great reservoir reservoir of all transcendental rasa. The holy name of Krishna is always above this material world, always liberated from these conditions, and always full of the pure rasa. So name balai jato, whatever. All the, we may be chanting, we may feel so much harm and disturbance in our life. In the beginning stages, we may feel harm and disturbance, that all these dirty things in my heart, they're coming out, and maybe my parents don't like me, my relatives don't like me. By chanting the holy names, we may have so many disturbances, and then when we get more advanced, then it seems like a disturbance, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described, that the whole body becomes disordered, the mind forget oneself, and so on, the transcendental disturbance. So all these disturbances together, they all come together and they kill me. Means kills my material life. Tabe mora shukera udoy. Shabe loy hoy hoto, tabe mora shukera udoy. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying that may the holy name just destroy my material existence. And then the actual happiness in love of Krishna will start to arise. If we can pray like that. These are the experiences of Bhaktivinoda Thakur chanting. Now, kirtan and then japa also, chanting, O Krishna, O energy of Krishna, please engage me in your service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So now we're here in this place which is eternally favored place of the Supreme Lord who has descended here in His Vishnu form. Is that right? Vishnu form? Vishnu form. Sri Vaishnava's worship. Vishnu form, right? Ranganatha Swami, Vishnu form. How many hands does he have? How many hands does he have, Ranganatha Swami? Two! Is he Krishna? Or is he Vishnu? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw him. Well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Krishna everywhere. But he liked to be here. And he chanted and danced. So we can also chant and dance in this sacred land. Hare Krishna. Pray for the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Pray for the mercy of Sri Ramanujacharya, all the great Vaishnavas who desire to serve the Lord in this sacred land. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Vidvan Gauranga Prabhu, is he here? Is his table of... Is he here? Yeah. So come up, please. And Krishnadas Prabhu, you also come up. Now, please come. Maybe 20 years ago now, I brought out an English summary of Ramayana. And I wrote in the preface that hopefully in future, some devotee will, as Srila Prabhupada desired, please come. As Srila Prabhupada desired, make a translation of Ramayana. Come up here, Vidvan. I'm not asking you, I'm telling you. We'll make a translation of Ramayana with all the, just like Prabhupada did the Bhagavatam with the Sanskrit and word for word and commentary. So that's in the preface. And now it's going on. Vidvan Gauranga is doing that. And he's brought out the Balakanda. And is the book table there?
Must be there. It's gone sailing.
Just arriving now.
Just now coming. Okay. Well, it's just now coming. It's
anytime.
Yeah, it's the Balakanda, right? So it's Ayodhya before Rama came. So he's just now coming. So we have to have the Ashwamedha Yagya. I've got all the animals for the ashram, for killing all the animals. Oh, we won't do that. We'll do Sankirtan Yagya. And then Ram will appear. So Ram is just now coming. He's going to appear in the Balakanda in three volumes. You can get, I read it I'm looking forward to the rest of the volumes. So, and you should sign it also.
No.
Yes, yes, yes. Don't be overly humble. It's an order, not a question. Not a request. You sign, and then they can get your blessings also. Also, Krishnadas Prabhu has... So, Vidvangarang is going to be sitting on a book table somewhere there when the books come, and you can all get them. English translation. And later on it can be translated in different languages also. Now you have translated how many of Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita lectures? 358 of Prabhupada's English Gita lectures are now available in Tamil translation. Thank you, Krishnadas Prabhu. And they're available here. Yeah, so speak that in Tamil. Are the Telugu ones available here? Vangshi Krishna, do you have? You have that also? So come up and announce that also. Because we want everyone to hear Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, when he didn't have any money in New York, he didn't have any followers, but he got a tape recorder, which was a big reel-to-reel tape recorder, which was considered quite a fancy item, especially for a poverty-stricken person. And he would speak to the walls Krishna Katha. He wanted us to hear it. So it's being made available now. How many? We need a mic for announcing in Tamil and Telugu. How many are available in Telugu? 225. So please announce, everyone who doesn't have it should get it and listen to Prabhupada. If you know English, that's all, you can listen in English. If you don't, listen in your own language. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Hari Premanande Hari Hari Bol.